With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. For the first time, Memphis is seeing National Guard troops as part of President Trump's federal task force. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the details.
President Trump has sent or discussed sending troops to other cities as well, including Baltimore, the District of Columbia, New Orleans, and the California cities of Oakland, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. The federal government says the troops support immigration agents and protect federal property.
Judges have stalled President Trump's plans to deploy the National Guard in Chicago and in Portland. Two major quakes have hit the southern Philippines.
Philippine seismologists say the new offshore earthquake with a preliminary 6.8 magnitude hit the same southern region struck earlier by an earthquake with a magnitude of 7.4. Philippine seismologists said the second earthquake was the separate trembler from Friday morning's 7.4 magnitude quake, which left at least seven people dead.
That's correspondent Ron Taylor reporting. Plans to revive the Keystone XL pipeline are back on the table. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
During talks at the White House this past week, Canadian Prime Minister Carney raised the prospect of reviving the Keystone XL pipeline project with President Trump. That's according to a Canadian government official. The project was killed 4 years ago after Joe Biden canceled the permit. The pipeline was to transport crude from Western Canada to Nebraska. The Canadian official says Donald Trump was receptive to the idea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A U.S. brokered ceasefire took effect yesterday, sending tens of thousands of Palestinians back to the devastated northern Gaza Strip. The truce has renewed hopes of ending the Israel-Hamas war, with all the remaining hostages set to be released within days, though uncertainty remains over Gaza's future leadership. This is SRN News. Americans talk about gambling.
Betting on sports used to be illegal in this country and morally taboo as well. But now states are legalizing it. It's spreading like wildfire, and a lot of people say that's a bad thing. According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 43% of adults believe that gambling is bad for society, compared to 50% who think it is neutral. This isn't preventing a lot of Americans from placing bets, however, nearly 1 in 4 over the last year. Michael Harrington reporting.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the Bureau is cutting ties with the Southern Poverty Law Center, asserting that the civil rights organization had been turned into a partisan smear machine. Many Christians and conservatives have made the same complaint for years, pointing to the SPLC's annual hate map, which has included such ministries as Focus on the Family and the Family Research Council. Those and other groups are targeted by the SPLC. This is SRN News. Senator Joni Ernst says the government shutdown is harming vulnerable Americans.
This is what is so outrageous to me, is that the Democrats have been voting no against a clean, continuing resolution to fund our government, knowing that they are putting service members at risk, knowing that the WIC program, Women, Infants, and Children program, is going to run out of funds any day now, and young women won't be able to feed their children.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, Ernst had this message for her Democrat colleagues on Capitol Hill.
There are so many issues right now. We can solve it by opening up the federal government and then continuing discussions about what the Democrats would like to see in long-term funding.
The Iowa Republican made her comments to the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.